welcome to Thursday. That's weird already. This is the Morning Sickness. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan, Creepy E, Big Dick Toledo, and we are off and running. And that alarm clock was a mother effort today. I thought I liked the Wednesday start to the week after a big long time off, but man, day one wasn't hard. Today was like somebody was stabbing me in the face with a fork. It was miserable. Gotta drag ass out of bed now and try to make this whole thing work. You only got a couple days left before you get off schedule again. So,
caffeine up at all?
Oh, I tell you, I got tea and a Diet Dr. Pepper.
Got the safety triangle going.
Just had some M&Ms this morning. Just trying to get chocolate and
sugar.
My regular safety one, but I've already pounded one of those teas. So, man, oh man, yeah, I gotta load up and get ready. And of course, it's already starting kind of nasty. I don't know if you've got to be that far west, but there's a fatality on the I-10. Way out there by Wintersburg, by the the nuclear power facility has a place near it called Wintersburg. Nuclear Wintersburg.
Sounds very Game of Thrones-like.
Oh, very much, yeah. So there's an accident out there that's messed that all up. Brady just saw a motorcycle laying on the side. Guy just started to take a nap on his motorcycle on the 202.
They got that one cleared.
That one's ready.
They're picking up the cones.
Point being, it's just people are kind of floating around doing their own thing and not really paying attention already this morning. So I can feel in the air. There's going to be some sleepy, not necessarily very responsive folks out there if you all have the same amount of time off or just took that four-day weekend. That four-day weekend's murder. Just take the rest of the week. Killer. It's a killer. You shouldn't be up this early if you've been 40. We should ease back in. 8, 9 o'clock, start times. Work at 4 a.m. I almost killed. It was domestic violence waiting to happen. Megan didn't do anything wrong, but she was sitting there sleeping. And that was enough to piss me off, looking over at a sleeping person like, oh, how dare you? How dare you sleep in front of me at this ungodly hour of 4 a.m.?
I wish you were like king of jobs or something, because nobody would ever work.
No one would ever work. Are you kidding? That's the goal. How many people do you know in there like that are like, boy, you know what I want to do is never retire and never stop doing that. Please, are you crazy? It's everybody's goal to stop working. There's a reason that the lottery is a $33 billion business in this country. It's not because people are like, I can't wait to have tons of money and keep working. No. Play the lottery to throw it all away and not work. And all you people are like, somebody said that to me the other day. It was Megan's dad. Said, is your dad, because my dad's like about retirement age. He's about ready to be done. And he said, does he want to retire? I would assume so. Yeah, why wouldn't he? And he goes, well, then what's he going to do? I don't know. Lay down and die? I don't know. He's done. Not work. Would you do that? And I'm like, tomorrow? Are you crazy? Yeah. I never understand the people that say they wouldn't quit tomorrow.
Or the person that does, and then they're just bored. I got to get back to work.
Well, yeah, don't get back to work. Find something to fill your days.
Do something.
Find something to do. Go back to work. Knit, paint, teach yourself guitar, something. Come on.
Yeah, it's pretty easy for your dad. He's a hunter, so
my dad doesn't work anyway. Oh, yeah. Just sent me a picture of him up in some ice cold lake holding a giant fish.
That's his passion.
It's all he does.
You probably never see him.
I never see him. No one sees him anymore. He's always in Canada. He's got citizenship up there. I see him in Canada through pictures more than I ever see him in person. Ever. And I'm, fine. Like, good for you. Smile. Be happy. But that's the goal.
He sends you a picture just to let you know he's still alive.
Yeah, I'm alive. But this thing isn't. I killed it.
I win.
That's basically all it is. I have to be careful because that guy that's wandering around up in Forest Lakes right now, in the woods, living off the woods and shooting people. I'm like, oh, no, my dad's lost his mind. I just assumed it was my father. He's up in the woods. He's got a gun.
Unabomber 2.0.
He's figured out what to do after retirement.
Yeah. This dude is truly horrifying. He's up in Forest Lakes. They caught him lighting 8 different forest fires over the weekend. And when people came up and said, hey, you can't do that, he just shot at him.
Jeez.
And so they've evacuated all of Forest Lakes campgrounds, 150 sites. They've evacuated all. They can't find him. He's still in the woods somewhere. And the people of Forest Lakes aren't that many, but the people of Forest Lakes are like, what do we do? It's like, well, if you see a strange-looking dark man
with a lighter in his hand,
with a gun and a lighter, don't approach. But evidently he was going up from campsite to campsite over 4th of July going, hey, guys, I'm out of water. Do you have any water? People are like, sure, got tons of water. Here you go, buddy. Great, thanks. And then he'd just go wander off. Light a little fire near them. What is he doing? And walk away. I think I just started a forest fire. They got pictures of him if you're inclined. Kind of darkish Indian. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Native American or black. Shouldn't be too hard to spot if he's black guy up in the woods lighting fires. He's doing it at night.
That's scary.
Yeah, it's horrifying. It's a look at that. He's like maybe he's, even East Indian.
East Indian.
Like he might be like Dinesh. Yeah, so
very
he's out
pissed
there.
Off.
Or he's just covered
terrorist?
In soot. That's what I thought. I thought same thing. This is Terror's new deal is to light, try to get forest fires going. But he's not very good at it because they've gotten all the forest fires he's gotten going pretty much knocked out. But some ranger went up to him like, hey, you want to knock that off there for a second? Come here. And he's like, no. And he just starts to wildly shoot in the air. So they've got FBI and SWAT and all these guys are up there searching for him. I don't know if he's still up there or not.
Would you get the 1,000 virgins or whatever for that? I mean, you're not really.
Oh, you get 72 of them, first of all. Let's not go crazy. I mean, that's what you're saying is silliness. 1,000. No, no, no. You get 72 ghost virgins. Yeah. That's reasonable.
My numbers are off.
Yes, please. Eric, let's not make fun of their religion and the belief system. It's 72 virgins.
So he lights fires and possibly takes out a few homes.
Right. Well, he's created a damage.
Well, nobody's died from it.
Yeah,
No. But that's what he's trying to do, probably.
Well, he's really bad at it.
Yeah, he's terrible at it. You think you'd light someone's house on fire. Maybe he's a environmental terrorist, and he doesn't like that they don't clear-cut the forest anymore.
Yeah, they're not doing enough.
And he's making the point to say, without clear-cutting, this forest fire problem is huge, and I'll show you exactly how big. Well, evidently, it's not that bad. But yeah, he's a Dinesh Indian.
He's good at computers?
Yeah, he's probably got an IT job or he's at a call center most of the time. So check call centers for a guy covered in soot who's from India.
Or smells smoky.
Yeah, I don't know. But, yeah, that's craziness.
105 campsites on the grounds and all civilians have been evacuated.
They got rid of it. Oh, they got the citizens out of Forest Lakes now, too?
No. Not yet in Forest Lakes.
Yeah. Forest Lakes is a tiny little place. Looks like a bunch of trailers and then some. It's a great spot, too. It's like 7,700 feet.
But
it's always
to this
cold
from
there.
The fire district. If they could, it might be a good time for a visit with friends who would remove them from potential interaction with this suspect.
Yeah. What does that mean?
It means go find a friend that doesn't live there.
Yeah, go. Maybe live somewhere else for a few weeks.
Yeah.
And let Dinesh have at the Forest Lakes trailers. I don't know what's going on with that.
He ain't
going
to get far in this neck of the woods.
He's not going to show up and blend in, that's for sure. I'll tell you that. Forest Lakes is not exactly a hotbed of call center workers wandering around in the woods. But there he was, firing away. Oh, they say he's Hispanic. Every time I see the picture, I don't see Hispanic. He's dark. He's brown. Let's just call him brown. Let's not narrow him down to one thing. And maybe that is part of the... maybe that's the 9th of the 11 caliphates, is that you got to burn down a forest and... Yeah, I don't know.
Using the elements.
What if you didn't kill
earth,
an infidel?
Earth, wind, and fire.
What if the only... do you still get the virgins? Eric would like 1,000 of them.
Yeah, I'll take 1,000.
I stick
up
to the
ante.
I stick to the actual 72 so it doesn't sound as ridiculous. See what I'm doing
more
there?
Plausible.
Stupid that the whole thing's dumb. Even if you believe it, that's just dumb. But what if the only people you burn down are a group of Muslims who have decided to camp out?
Oh, yeah. Reverse failure.
Then what? Then you die, you kill yourself, and you think to yourself, that's it. Bring on the virgins, and you find out later that all you did was knock out a Muslim family. And you don't get those virgins. Oh, my goodness. Oh, the realities of religion once it kicks in. Whoa.
Accidents happen.
Darn you all. That 72 virgin thing is the silliest, funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. It's just a riot. So, and it's amazing that it's caused this much turmoil over the years, is that these guys want to bang 72 virgins so badly. I mean, they were banging those cardboard cutouts yesterday. We're talking about they had to kill those ads over there in Malaysia because they don't get to have sex with women normally or get to look at them. So they put a cardboard cutout of a lady with her beekeeper mask off, and he started to bang those too. I don't know. So be careful if you're camping in Forest Lakes. There's a guy looking for 72 virgins up there. It's kind of like Jason. You know, he hated teen sex too. Maybe Jason was Muslim. Maybe that was it. Maybe he just hated teenage sex.
Wow.
You know, it's a religious thing for Jason.
Jason 14 is going to be awesome.
Yeah, Jason was a Muslim who didn't like that the youth of the United States was so willy-nilly carefree with
that's
their sexuality.
That's shark right there.
That's really bad, but that's, if you think about it.
I thought Jason in space was bad.
Jason in space is bad, but he was sort of Muslim behavior. It's like, oh, this is exactly the opposite of what my God believes. You are all heathens having sex with each other, and I will kill you all for having sex because that's what. Maybe that's it. Jason was a muzzy. I had no idea. I am a hero, by the way. Yesterday, me and some of the military, I broke one of my rules, but I have a caveat to that rule. I didn't realize. Some ladies broke down on 44th Street and Camelback in a rather large SUV, and I was getting gas at that Chevron, pumping the gas, and they're in the middle of the road, and they're two Mexican ladies, and they get out, and they're trying to push this thing, and they can't, and they get to the gas station entrance ramp, and it's kind of a hill, and the truck's way too heavy for them to push.
Oh, you manned up.
No. I said, that's a trap, and I'm not getting involved. I'm just going to pump my gas because there's not going to get involved in that. Truck's way too big. There could be a bad guy hiding in that. And two girls get out like, oh, we're helpless. I'm like, nope, not doing a thing about it. So I watched them struggle for probably close to a minute, maybe a minute and a half.
Were they looking at you the whole time?
Of course they were. I was the next pump up. I was just standing there like, I'm not helping you.
You were the only guy around?
And then a dude in a military outfit ran over to start to help. And I'm like, all right, well, our military guy, I'll get on this now. Went over and he starts pushing. It can't work. But I'm like, if I've got a military operative with me, I will help people. So I got behind the car and helped push. And the military guy goes, we needed one more, man. Thanks. Yep. No, thank you. You have no idea that I would have let those ladies struggle in this heat, maybe even get run over by a car because this trap failed the second the military got involved. So I thanked the military guy yesterday. I don't know what kind of, I don't know what he was in. He was in camos. Looked like a National Guard. Wasn't sure. But had he not been involved, those Mexican ladies would still be pushing that car right now because, well, I was all ready to hop in the Jeep and go, that's it.
For doing that, John, guess what's coming your way?
72 virgins.
Yep.
I hope so.
Bank it.
Yeah.
Texter says, remind Eric, please, that nowhere in the scripture does it say they would be virgin girls.
Oh, that's true. Good God. That's the punishment for burning the tent of muzzies down. You get 72-year-old twinks? Or 72 twinks. 72-year-old twinks would be worse.
Man.
Oh. But just as believable as the nonsense of getting 72 virgins in your dreamland. Anyway, so congratulations to the two Mexican ladies for having the military and me support them.
That's a pretty good rule because if they pull guns on you or their plan was to really get you,
yep,
at least somebody else is going down as well.
Somebody well-armed was with me.
Yeah.
I'm not going to wander over there with my gun. I could have reached into the glove box, gotten my gun, and said, ladies,
I'll help you out.
I'll help you out, but I need to take a look inside the car real quick. This is a trap.
Are you going to kill us?
No, but I will kill anybody laying in the back seat right now.
Why are two, how old were they? Were they like middle-aged?
One was about 35, 40, and the other one was in
two Mexican
80s.
Women with an RV just...
It wasn't an RV. It didn't help push an RV. It was an SUV. It was a large...
Oh, an SUV.
It was a large truck. It's like a Suburban or something like that. It's big. Too big for them to push.
I don't know why I pictured two Mexican lesbians camping or something.
Well, I did. I know why. Because you're racist and you assumed that they were hauling drugs.
No.
And you immediately went to a bounder.
I did not say that.
You went to a bounder. And they were hauling their marijuana in what they probably live in.
I think I've just watched too much Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, a lot of that going on. A lot of RVs, a lot of hauling, a lot of lesbians. And here's my bigotry. I assumed they were cleaning ladies and they had places to be. When they got out of the car, I'm like, old Mexican woman, young Mexican woman. And they're cleaning ladies. They're clearly cleaning ladies and their truck is in trouble. So I'm not helping. Unless the military or policeman shows up. And sure enough, the military guy comes running across the parking lot. I'm like, well, now I'll get involved.
Did you ask him what rich white guy's house are you going to today?
Yeah, well, I should have. But I assumed, again, bigotry. I assumed they didn't speak English.
Oh.
Because
that's always the worst.
Yeah, when they do or you don't.
When you're trying to, like, I don't know why you talk slower or something. Yeah. You're like,
Because we're Americans and we're English-speaking Americans and we assume that people who don't speak full English are stupid. Even though they speak two languages, we assume them stupid. And we say, do you guys have gas money?
We have plenty of gas money, thank you.
Are you guys needing more help?
Yes, we have. That is poor grammar, but yes.
No, okay. You usually slide in a couple of Mexicans. Necessito help?
You. When I was watching the tile guy at my house and I wandered over to him and go, hola. I'm like, oh, geez, that's dickheaded of me.
I heard that a lot over the break.
People speaking
in
Spanish,
Columbus,
too?
Going into the Spanish or Hispanic workers opening with the hola.
Yeah, hola.
And one, I kept watching the reaction of the people, but it wasn't.
I'm not doing it. Yeah. I will never do it. I don't care.
I did it.
I'll continue.
I'm not going to go hola.
I normally
I'm
don't.
Say hello.
You've never done it?
Yeah.
No.
I would.
Really?
I normally
don't want to open that. No, because if they speak perfect English,
you're an
asshole.
I never do. I did it to the tile guy, and immediately it was like, that's why am I doing that? I'm not trying to endear myself to his culture. I don't know any of the other words. Why would I open that door? Hola! He starts back with me, and I'm like, I just know hello. Do you have lunch?
See, I have plenty of lunch. Okay. Yeah. But it happens the other way, too, because my best friend, he's Thai, right? So he comes down, and everybody thinks he's Mexican.
Yeah.
So he says Mexican people just start... Hola, yeah, hola. They'll just start going into Spanish with him, and he's like... No.
Yeah,
no español.
We shout it all the time. You're America, speak English.
Idiot.
We assume they're stupid. But yeah, I assumed yesterday through bigotry, and nothing more, I'm admitting it, that they didn't speak English and they were on their way to a cleaning job. But I had to help them out of 44th Street. We did it.
You did great work, John.
I did. I felt great about me and that military guy. And I realized when I got back in the car, there is 0% chance I would have helped. Had it not been for that well-armed, camouflaged man that jumped in first. So let the military go in first. I sent in the rooster. He was fine. I hopped in right behind him. We pushed that. And, hey, he wasn't getting anywhere with that car either. That was kind of a big hill. So I got behind the car there with him, and he's like, yeah, we needed one more, man. One more soldier! Yeah, that's right. That was me. So you're welcome, whatever Paradise Valley home was thoroughly spot-cleaned yesterday. That's because of me. Otherwise, she would have been late to her work at the Biltmore.
I want to clear something up, maybe, because there's the answer to this program. Because the back to the Muslim thing, the 72 virgins.
You're doing research.
I forgot about it, because we went over this one time before, but the belief that the Quran promises 72 virgins in heaven for Muslim martyrs is a result of monumental mistranslation.
Yeah, that, Brady, I've read both sides of this. There's always two. There's always people who want to say it's not silly. That's why they're
doing
it.
Hear me out on this one. The mistranslation
is
it's not 72 virgin. Virgins was the word that they were saying it was.
Right.
No, that's incorrect. You're promised raisins.
Huh?
We can stop this whole thing.
Yeah, with a bunch of sun made.
Just eliminate raisins.
I got to assume.
Throw it at them?
I got to assume.
The Arabic word for virgin has been mistranslated.
Yeah, I don't think
that's
fair.
The original word was used in the Quran. The word was raisin, not virgin.
I don't think they're going to promise them 72 raisins.
And only 72.
They're crazy about raisins.
Yeah, they're not that crazy about raisins. Craisins, maybe, but not raisins. I think it's been translated quite accurately.
There are a lot of pop-ups on that website you're looking at.
That was one. That's the, let's not make it seem. Yeah, because that's better.
That can't be right.
It isn't. They're into the virgin thing. And then, because I've read the other side, too, when you start reading about how Barack the Flying Horse took Muhammad back and forth to Allah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they're like, oh, no, that's a mistranslation.
I bet you there's raisins involved.
He's flying back and forth to the sun-made raisin plant. To find out how many times to pray. The whole thing's just ridiculous. But hopefully that guy's not a Muslim trying to burn down our forests for the virgins. That's all. Or raisins. Whatever his wacky belief is, it's wrong.
Prunes!
He's incorrect. It doesn't occur. Sorry. Hate to be the one that breaks it to you. What you believe in is horse sorry. And you're killing people over it. I'm not going to get behind that. I really just can't join that LA Fitness. I just don't think that's a good club. Let's get ourselves a wake-up song, shall we? 602-260-9800. A good one. Start off this glorious Thursday. We're all dragging ass. Let's get through this one together. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
From the new AZUnit.com studio, this is the Big Red Radio. 98 KUPD, Tempe, Phoenix.